That's the worst.
Feedback. We get your feedback. You send us feedback. We love your feedback. Keep sending feedback because we feedback. You want your feedback. This is your feedback.
Certainly yeah. is.
You brought it.
Oh, it has already been brought in.
I got quite a bit.
I got one. No, actually, I got a little bit from Brunner. I'll do that first because it's
with that.
From 2 weeks ago. He says, late on feedback, but how did Days of Thunder not come up in the NASCAR episode? And I said, that is a good question. What was his name in that movie? Something like
Rick Thunder.
No, that was Hogan.
I don't know.
It was Thunder. Something really. They tried to make it NASCAR-y but cool. I'm gonna look it up.
Right. So, like, Dick Trickle, or...
Right. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Cole Trickle.
Yeah. Was it?
And veteran racer, Trickle? Rowdy Burns. Yeah, Cole Trickle.
Duh.
That's funny. That's it from
Was
him.
Is he supposed to be a descendant of Dick?
Another good question. I don't know. I would assume they're like, all right, who's hot right now?
How
Dick Trickle.
Not?
All right, it'd be Cole Trickle.
I'll be Money Swivel Hips.
Yep. You.
Well, I definitely got a Raven from Eric Ravens.
Ooh.
Ravens. We need to send Ravens.
So, that should come as no surprise.
No, none.
Okay, unfortunately for all regular listeners, I don't have a lot of time to write this, so I'll keep this Raven on the relative lighter side. Hold in your despondent sighs of sadness, please, and just do a bullet list of thoughts. This is college.
College.
Bullet one.
College.
Communal bathrooms are awful. If I wanted to slip on the bodily fluids of my fellow students, I'd go to the Rat, a very, quote, high-class bar in Binghamton, for the listeners who don't know, quote, unquote, high class. But if I want to be clean, I'll keep my private bathroom. I can have bonding moments outside the bathroom. Thank you. I disagree, Eric Ravens.
Only bonding Josh moments in the shower.
No, the best ones.
Ah.
That's my take. Because it's a place.
Keep going.
Joff playing the pro group think card at the end was pretty sweet. He's not wrong that everyone coming to college for the same reasons, goals, whatever, would create a more, quote, enjoyable environment. But that also sounds like the premise for a book or movie on eugenics or utopian society.
This is why we love you, Eric Ravens.
You came in so hot with that.
Yep.
You were, like, so pissed. And then you were like,
wait. I didn't think this out.
Do I just want people not to have different ideas? You left out college tours.
Did we?
Has a lot of the same points as Res Life about selling a skewed or overtly fake idea of college, but is maybe worse because you're convincing students to come on a false premise versus with Res Life, students are already here and can just ignore the RAs if they want. All this said, I was a tour guide and loved it. But if a student or parent asked me about the food quality or the party life, I was 100% honest. You seem to forget that you have two avid listeners who were former RAs, Catherine and me. No, I knew that. More than two listeners of ours are former RAs. To be clear, we were the cool RAs. We didn't just think we were cool. To be perfectly honest, my philosophy was, I can't read it, to be unabashedly my own awkward self. And if my residents didn't like or respect that, then I let them chill. But they also knew that drinking or smoking or whatever in the dorm would get them in trouble. If they did something stupid, I never pretended to be the cool RA. I just say, well, you done messed up. And 100% of the time, seriously, that got the point across because they knew I genuinely cared about them and I was disappointed that they were acting reckless. Aww. Eric Ravens.
You guys.
A lot of my close friends currently are former residents of mine, actually. So if nothing else, the job forced me to put myself out there, and I met a lot of cool people as a result. Sure. All of this does not take away from any of your points, because, wow, res life did suck. Res life staff were mostly well-intentioned people, but only a few of them knew how to actually treat others with proper kindness and empathy. And like you said, many of them were projecting what they thought an ideal experience would be. And most of the time, it was not. Res life staff hated Catherine and I. In my senior year, our respective bosses actually kept our building staff separate for the most part, because they didn't want Catherine and me to be in the same room because we both cared way more about our residents than about administration. I'll leave this off here because I've heard that Catherine has already written an essay about this, but I will share a few door tags and event pictures that will only reinforce that you think res life is the worst. This is barely half of the tip of the iceberg, but enjoy. You have to admit, though, that the video of my Rube Goldberg recycling board is pretty sweet. Great episode. I think Res Life could be its own episode. Probably, but I'm glad it got some spotlight here. Chaboy, Eric. P.S. No, I will not provide context for these pictures. PPS, unless you really want it, but I think they speak for themselves. So there's a bunch of pictures of Eric Ravens participating in RA shenanigans included. And pictures of, like, the bulletin boards he has to right. do with Catherine goes into more detail.
All the horse shit.
And the door tags. I thought of this after the episode, but I knew so many RAs and they took my classes and they liked me. Like, they had me come speak at RA training.
Yeah.
To all the entire Res Life staff at the university. And I gave this speech about, like, giving a shit, and I said shit like 100 times in this thing. And got a ton of, like, every RA was like, wow, that was awesome. Everyone in Res Life, like, all the administrators and the RDs were like, well, we can never have him back. We were appalled by what he said. He said the S word. Like, I remember there being this outrage, and I'm like, fuck you.
So it was just a bunch of Susan Dohertys?
Yeah, I was being jerky.
That's good.
So that's the Raven from Eric Ravens. Thank you, Eric.
So I'm looking at it. I don't have anything.
There's no Jay Price.
This is a new low. I'm embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed.
So I guess I'll do Brie or something.
Yeah, you can do Brie.
Can I have some of your feedback, brother? Brie says, I'm a college dropout for all the reasons that were listed in this episode. I loathed the forced activities of res life. I had unrelenting hatred for the students that were so overtly reinventing themselves. I had a death wish for any and all Greek life, up to the point that I would conduct Counter-Strike guerrilla warfare to their soulless activities. I honestly can say college did nothing but set me back both financially and mentally. I could have learned more on a cross-country walkabout. One day I was playing free-range Frolf with a couple friends when we were playing a hole between Barafatos, a.k.a. Barfalatos, and the Red Apple gas station. Ryan pulls up in a beater station wagon filled to the roof with supplies and says he's hitting the road with fish. He asked if anyone wanted to go. I'm convinced I would be a smarter, more cultured man had I taken this offer.
Indeed.
That's pretty great.
I don't know if Brie is making that up or if that actually happened.
Like, you don't remember that? He knows
I
went on
tour and all that stuff. I don't remember, like, on my way out of town being like, what's up, Brie?
You mean you don't remember pulling into freestyle Frolf?
Barfalatos?
At Barfalatos?
Yeah, it is 100% plausible that did happen. And I'm rolling with it. Brie, you should have hopped in with me. I was on my way to Sacramento at the time.
Nice.
So, Ed.
Oh, man, Ed.
Ed sent us two waves. So, here's the first wave. Hello, brothers. I have not finished the episode, but had to stop for a moment and defend my 18-year-old self. As you stated, it was legitimately the second day we were at Lemoyne, and I was trying to find a way to fit in. I was scared, lonely, and not seeing eye to eye with my college-assigned roommate after 2 days. My only experience with college was the movie Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield and Revenge of the Nerds. I was unable to do a triple Lindy into the pool like Rodney, and Wormser and Lamar had already written the nerd rap. So I made the decision to party like a true tri-lambda. First, I hope you realize I actually got drunk off of two beers. Full-fledged drunk with no real memory. Glad that you were there to remember every detail. As I had never drank before, I did not know if I was going to be an angry drunk, a sad drunk, or a joyful drunk. Lucky for all of you, I was an annoying drunk. I can guarantee I did not get laid that night, and also did not get any free snacks later that night from my roommate. His roommate, yeah, was rough. On day three of college, I had a horrible headache, a horrible taste in my mouth, and decided it was easier to just be myself. I started by introducing all of you to my teddy bear, who I still sleep with every night as a 46-year-old man. That's a menbra bear. I also started acting like myself, the horrible douche you still know today, and to screw anyone who thought I was weird or different. I've managed to make it from that day forward until today with that same attitude. Lucky for me, I have you to remind me of what a cool party animal I was for one fateful night in 1996. It was actually 1992, Ed. I don't know if you missed that one.
No, I heard it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was Ed's sort of like clap back. But
he goes on.
Yeah, then he comes back after finishing the episode, right?
Yes.
Hello, brothers. I was very relieved to finish the episode and discover that the worst thing about college was not, in fact, me. There were a few moments that I was concerned when you would spin back around and call me out for something else. Showers, library, munch money, going home on
the
weekend.
Best.
Of course, it was our...
After I read this, I thought back to listening, and I was like, yeah, Rye pretty much mentioned Ed for, like... Every other thing he brought up, he was like, oh, yeah, Ed did this. Then Ed did this.
But it goes without saying, I was fucking right next to him.
I understand.
Every single thing. Of course, it was our beloved Ryan Vaughn who was scolded in November of 92 by Peter Vincent Dever. With the sick burn of your academic life is at Lemoyne, but your social life is at Cortland. Yeah. Because Jamie was at Cortland. So yep. I was high school girlfriend guy. So I'd go there on every other weekend, it felt like. And yeah. Pete got so pissed at me one time. He's like, you know what? Your academic life's at Lemoyne, but your social life's at Cortland. I'm like, yeah, just smoked me right there.
Sick burn.
Sick burn.
As I said in my defense of 18-year-old me email yesterday, I'm fully aware of how bad I sucked on the first Saturday night you knew me, but hope I have made up for it over the last 30 years, including the eventful Saturday night I helped host a sleepover with preteen Joff and Josh in beautiful Nelligan Hall.
That was the best.
That was the Gavigan nacho cheese.
That was the night. That was both, like, just shows what losers Josh and I were. Like, just excited to be there to play Royal Rumble on Super Nintendo because Ed had it. And then, yes, that was the Gavigan weekend. Thanks for that, Ed. That was a good night. Good night.
When Josh just went to a party
and to meet the
was that
president
the same night to meet the president.
He was like 10.
Yeah. On to actual college content. Our daughter Josie is currently a sophomore at Middle Tennessee State University. The parking there is horrible. The alcohol binge drinking is uncontrollable, and the classes that were online last year were intolerable. Surprisingly, though, there are no hills on the campus. Raider funds and blue bucks are the two different types of currency that are confusing and can only be used at certain times. And, of course, residential life, is the worst. It was so bad last year that Josie is now in an apartment off campus. In the dorm last year, the bathrooms were filthy and broken, and even the crappy events that were scheduled had to be canceled. I see you, free food, free drinks, free condoms. Josie spent most of the year holed up in her concrete cell like a felon on death row, with her only relief being a daily Zoom class with 25 other kids in their cells, decorated with digital backdrops, featuring current hip superstars like Yodeling Zeke and Big Shirtless Ron.
Big Shirtless Ron.
Big Shirtless Ron!
So far this year, being off campus is a much better deal, proving the worthiness of res life being the worst.
Thank you.
I got one. Oh wait, no, I don't.
You got
ball bat.
Oh, good.
You want me to do Futrell's?
Ravens chimed in again, though. I've only go-karted once, but the frustration of pressing my pedal literally to the metal at the bottom of the go-kart and not once touching the brake and still getting lower than fifth place is real. Thank you. P.S. He explains his joke. You guys said I'm the guy who does the research in a prior episode, and my pun was that I'm the worst researcher because I'm doing research for the worst podcast, but it's also a play on worst being an adjective that means not the best, which is the opposite of the quality of researcher I would want to be. Hello, worst researcher. Thank you. Yeah, you can do Catherine's.
All right.
Just mix it up.
Nice to put a face with the name, Catherine. Me. First, I got to do NASCAR. I forgot to do NASCAR, but I appreciated the Talladega Nights references. It's one of my favorite movies. See my senior quote below. And there's a picture of her from her yearbook. Catherine Agnes Futrell. If you ain't first, you're last. Reese Bobby.
And if you ain't first, you're last.
Reese Bobby.
On to the magic. My bread and butter, because yes, I did attend college. I have some college.
I have had some college.
5 whole years, I'll have you know. My first comment is just that a surprising amount of people shower for a long time. My friend showers for up to 2 hours. He says he has to sit down or else his legs will get tired. And
just on the floor?
I guess. I don't know. Your legs won't get tired if you don't take a 2-hour shower. I'm sure of it. And a resident of mine would do the same. I can maybe see sitting on the floor of my own personal shower. But in a shared shower, we had suites, so 3 people to a bathroom. That makes me want to vomit. They said they like to think in the shower and relax. But I think it's just weird. Also, if you're in there 2 hours, you definitely pee.
Am I peeing?
Fair. You guys mentioned Applebee's. My friends went there. Yeah. My friends went there at least once a week for dollaritas and half apps. For my entire senior year, my body still hasn't recovered. The last time I went, I got sick from the boneless wings and had to pull trig and lie down all night. I will never eat there again. Finally, I hate res life. Residential life. You said it wrong at the end and it bugged me. Right. Thank you for not hating on us RAs so much, even though we're weird, kinda. I would say that the RAs who suck the most end up going into res life, making the system collapse on itself. As RAs, we're expected to excel in our classes, plan events for people who don't want to attend them, attend pointless continuous improvement trainings, manage minefields of bureaucracy and paperwork, and be in good spirits at all times. Surprise, I did not have a good attitude. I could go on for hours bashing res life, but instead I'll just make a short list. Suffice to say, I 1000% agree with this being the worst. It's really a shame because when I applied, it was because I liked the RAs I knew. They were cool and not tryhards, and it seemed fun. Narrator. But it was not fun. Weekly meetings that take 2+ hours to disseminate info that could have been sent via email. Yes. Res Life hiring a homogeneous population of human development majors so everyone who is an RA makes it their whole life. If they don't, they won't get a good recommendation and can't be in Res Life forever. Making bulletin boards and door tags. They have to be changed twice a semester and once a semester, respectively. These take so much time, and if you're not good at it, if you're not good at art, you should go fuck yourself in the eyes of Res Life. People will also rip them when they're drunk, and you have to fix them or you get in trouble. Please see the effort I put into my first semester door tags versus last semester. First one took me almost 40 hours. The second took maybe an hour. And the first one's like, she did like Finding Nemo characters cut out of like construction paper. And then the second one is just like, printed out lips. Printed out sexy lips.
Warhol lips.
RA training, especially as a non-first year. In my last year, I got surgery on my abdomen. I was at training 2 days late and caught a ton of grief. They even withheld a Res Life sweatshirt from me because I came to training late and, quote, didn't deserve to get one.
You get nothing!
They told my boyfriend at the time that in the real world, it's not acceptable to miss work due to a partner being sick.
That's true.
Writing people up things you used to do / still do, but had the good fortune to not get caught. It's so hypocritical to me to write someone up for having a party when 6 months ago I was doing the same or worse thing. I tried to write people up as little as possible, but sometimes I had no choice. Being on duty. It takes the whole night, and people wake you up all the time for lockouts, especially on weekends. Also, good luck if you're on duty on a holiday like Parade Day or Spring Fling. You will definitely be working all night and can't have fun with your friends. I'll end with one of the best things about being an RA. When you're running late, you can say you were doing a lockout and teachers and friends can't prove you weren't. The perfect alibi. Ryan, I'm also curious to know which Res Life person came to you and didn't like your suggestions. You don't have to dox them or anything, but my imagination is running wild. Thanks for listening to this rant. It was cathartic for me, probably boring AF for everyone, except maybe Eric. And then she comes back. I forgot one of my points. / memes. I'm failing you and your listeners who expect top-tier content when they hear my name. This goes for your point of having to plan events no one wants to attend. If I could have planned a community builder at Tom's, I would have because I used to live there. Instead, I had to bring people to Chipotle or order insomnia cookies and sit in the lounge. That one was actually a hit, just saying. I always had to pretend I didn't want to go out and enjoy myself when I was putting on these events. It's kind of like LinkedIn, the fake social media. Can someone find the lie? I'll wait.
Right.
You have to put on this elaborate show to pretend you actually like doing the things you do for money. We'd have to plan events that centered on not binge drinking, where I'd act like the only time I tasted wine was at church. She includes a Freaks and Geeks meme. I prefer to get high on life. I'm going to have more fun than any of you sober. Millie from Freaks and Geeks. Meanwhile, I'd attend the event and they'd tell us something like, a Long Island iced tea is actually 5 drinks in 1. Be careful. And I'd go out and get iced teas with my RA friends 2 hours later. Ridiculous. Okay, that's it for real. Catherine, worst That's podcast, Fatrell.
Couple points. The shower thing. Yeah. Just the freedom of unlimited hot water.
Right.
I took some long ones.
Yep.
And speaking of Ed's teddy bear, Manbra Bear, who's named after a guy named Manbra.
How do you spell that?
Michael C. Brannon. It's Monbroa. So he developed what was called the Manbra shower, which was just one day he like got a bad grade on a paper or something, and like his fake girlfriend broke up with him. Like, he just had a terrible day and just go into the showers and just like pounding his head against the wall under the water for like 4 hours.
Jesus.
Just bitter Manbra showers. So we started using it sort of casually. Yeah, I just took a Manbra shower, just weeping in the shower for 6 hours. And I will, Catherine, I'll tell you who I talked to. I'll send it to you privately.
That's gotta be Paul White.
Wait a minute! My God, King! My God! King! That's King! That's Paul White! Yes! That's Paul White!
How do you spell that?
W-I-G-H-T. I missed a piece of Holbert feedback from Last Jedi. It's real quick. Listening to Last Jedi now. We'll be sure to write back later on that, but can say up front, it is one of your guys' better episodes. As soon as it started, I knew that the island section was going to be hilarious. Thank you for not disappointing me in that, especially the fishing scene.
That was sweet.
And then I think we close out this feedback with Benish.
Papa Benish.
Papa Benish drops in, "Hello, Vaughn Brothers. I did think a potential worse for going to a baseball. Second guessing the skipper. For example, big game, maybe the biggest game. You're winning and your closer is sucking, but somehow escapes the jam. So you think, hey, all is good. We got this. But the crowd realizes that you got lucky and you should change pitchers since this is do or die and they are letting you know. Of course, the manager doesn't change pitchers in the biggest game. They blow the lead and lose in epic, unforgettable fashion. So the worst would be blowing the biggest game. I mean, the crowd thinking they know what the best moves are. The manager is always right, right?" That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, but it's not limited to people at a baseball game.
Right. Then he has Jeopardy.
More Jeopardy.
No more feedback on Jeopardy. Let's just end this already. Then he has crossed out. Oh, wait. Did Alexander realize that Mike Richards was a disaster? Did I just think that? Ouch. Note to self. Take this part out. That was all.
Nice.
Crossed out. College. Yes, the whole resident life thing is up there for the worst. I was in the dorms for my last 2 years at Penn State and really enjoyed that. And for the most part, RRA was good. He took the don't let me see it approach. So he would just disappear sometimes for a Friday or Saturday night, and the whole co-ed floor was electric. I really tried to get Joseph, his son, in the dorms for his second year after his first year PSU Scranton, but it was almost impossible to guarantee a spot, so he ended up in an apartment for his entire experience. That was very disappointing because he missed some good times, for sure. I did commute and live at home for the first 2 years of my 4 years, and I would say that has to be the worst, commuting. Ah, that's a good one. Missed a lot of college life, but saved money. I wasn't ready for the junior year college life at the big campus. Most everyone already had it figured out, but it was all new to me. I struggled and almost didn't make it. Majored in electrical engineering, and the margin of error in that is small. And afterwards, I couldn't really believe I made it. Lastly, I agree one of the worstest has to be taking classes that you're not interested in. The class that helped me the most was my English writing class, but there are so many that were useless to include most of the classes in my major. Thanks again for all you guys do. Douglas Benish.
Thanks, Doug.
The Papa.
That's it.
And that was your feedback.
That feedback.
It was your feedback. Thank you for feedback. We love your feedback. Keep sending feedback. Not just to me feedback, but any feedback. We love your feedback. That was your feedback. Please send us feedback. Don't be the worst.